Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
2018's final midterm election is over. Last night, Mississippi voters elected Republican incumbent Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith over former Democratic Congressman Mike Espy. Espy would have been the state's first black senator since the 1870s. Senator Hyde-Smith won with roughly 54% of the vote. She's now the first woman elected to Congress by the state of Mississippi, and she had been criticized for making racist comments during the campaign. Desiree Frazier has been covering the race for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. Desiree, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, Tanzina. How are you?
Okay. Good to be here. So Senator Hyde-Smith was a favorite. Espy supporters hoped that her racist rhetoric would put off some moderate Republicans. So what happened?
Well, I still think that Espy did good, that he performed well in a very conservative Republican state. The remarks that she made did fuel his campaign. Both sides, as a result, put more money into the race. And while he didn't win, it did develop Democrats' grassroots efforts in this state. The Democratic Party here has been pretty dormant for some years. And with the state legislator David Berry, a Democrat, ran for U.S. Senate against Roger Wicker this cycle, and he built up a grassroots organization. He didn't win, but he moved that needle forward significantly, and that translated to help Espy with his campaign. Her remarks fueled it even more, but he had a good showing when you look at the full picture and how hard it is to elect a Democrat in this state. We only have one statewide elected Democrat, and that's the Attorney General's office, Jim Hood. So even though he didn't win, the Democratic Party has shown that they can build a network that can effectively produce candidates and a campaign. And that was even referred to in the remarks by the state's Republican Party chairman. He mentioned that in the face of the best-run Democratic campaign in over a decade, she was able to hold her own and win the race. So they even acknowledged that the Democratic Party really did well.
Desiree, I'm also curious, is Hyde-Smith ever going to be called to answer for the racist statements that she's made and the other statements that she's made about voter suppression? Is there any going to be any pressure on her to repair her relationship with the black community, or is she just going to continue to keep on dodging questions? I think that's a big frustration point for a lot of people, the lack of acknowledgement here.
I think from her campaign and from her, it's a done deal. She apologized at the debate that was held. So for her, I would say that she probably thinks this is over and she's moving forward.
But let me ask you this, Desiree. What about for black Mississippians? Is it over for them?
No. No, it's not over for them. In her remarks, she said that she's going to represent all Mississippians. So I'm sure there will be black folks that will be skeptical and will be watching her to see what kind of legislation she supports and moves forward in Congress. But no, there is skepticism. There is disappointment. And there is a feeling that it is hard, as I mentioned, to get a Democrat in office, but no, they're not happy about that.
Desiree Frazier is a reporter for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. Desiree, thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.